Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joanna Brandy is our guest. We're celebrating her 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Joanna, remind us about your website again.
I got two of them, Jim. One's called CustomerCareCoach.com, and the other one is ReturnOnHappiness.com.
All right, so check it out. On that one, you can find out all about the stuff that Joanna and I are talking about right now, which is positive leadership. And Joanna, quickly review for us the three previous key elements of positive leadership.
Well, we were talking about positive meaning, infusing the work with positive meaning.
Right.
We were talking about positive relationships. You know, that's the building of psychological capital like hope and optimism,
right,
and confidence and resilience.
Make them feel valued.
And then we were talking about positive climate, which is about creating that kind of culture.
Right.
Where people have, you're rich with values and where people really want to do a great job.
And where the corporate values are very much in evidence. And so now we got a fourth one.
And that's positive communication. That's positive communication. That is the ability to spot someone's strengths and talk to them about their strengths.
That's What's the difference in this one and the second one?
What's the difference in this one and the second one? Well, this is specifically about communication. So this is using techniques like appreciative inquiry, using asset-focused questions like what's good, what's right, how can we improve on this? You know, really empowering questions. What can we learn here? What's possible?
So the second one would be more specifically between the management and one employee. This is more of a corporate communication.
Well, the second one's about relationship. And this is both corporate communication and personal communication.
Okay.
So if I'm communicating with you one-on-one, I am making sure that I am reflecting back to you some of the very best things that I'm seeing in you. If I am talking to the group and frequent communication, frequent, regular, and positive communication helps create the context, and it helps foster that commitment that people have, and it gives them some direction. One thing that company I'm working with right now, the one I'm going to see this week, after my last positive leadership workshop there, the HR manager went back to her people, and she was about to do the reviews, and she did them in a totally different way. She made the review strength-focused, and then she asked at the end of the interview, what can I do to make your job easier? And she's never asked them before, and every single one of them said the same thing. You could communicate more.
Wow.
We don't really always know what's going on. So, you know, when there's that regular communication,
I don't
know any leaders.
Does every organization need to define? I mean, if somebody said to me, if my employee said to me, you need to communicate more, I would say, okay, tell me what that means.
Yeah.
To you.
Because,
tell me what it means to you.
And you know, for them, for her group, they made the choice that every Friday they want to get together because a lot of them work virtually. They're not in the office with her. They don't know what's going on with other people. They don't know who made changes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fast-growing company. So every Friday now they have a phone call and they all get to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets everybody on the same page. If somebody does something that's innovative in one place of the company, they can begin to share it with the others.
Mm-hmm.
And when I teach communication and positive communication, I teach it in a very specific way. It's open and honest without blame, judgment, or sarcasm.
What? No sarcasm?
No sarcasm.
Where's
and that's
the fun
what everybody
in, where's
says.
The fun
what?
In,
no sarcasm?
Where's the
well,
fun
you know
in
what?
That, Joanna?
Well, I'll tell you something. If we have a one-on-one relationship like you and I do, and I know you and you know me, sarcasm is okay.
It's fun.
In the sense that,
sarcasm
in
is...
the sense that it's fun, yes.
You got to make sure
me,
that your sarcasm is not destructive.
Not hurtful, right. Not harmful. So, yes, and much sarcasm is, and because we live in such a sarcastic society, some people take the sarcasm in. It's quite negative to them, but they're not brave enough to say to you, you know, your sarcasm is biting and it's cutting.
I have to say, some employees don't get sarcasm, and you have to be careful about things like not only sarcasm but humor, teasing, that kind of thing. Some people don't like it.
Absolutely. And that's why until you understand the people that you have and you understand their level of enjoyment of your humor or your sarcasm,
right. Of course.
You want to be careful. So positive communication encompasses all that. It's also that there's a technique I teach called AAA feedback where, you know, when you hear someone talking, you acknowledge and affirm their strength,
right.
The goodness of what they're saying, you amplify it, you anchor it. It's a very appreciative way of listening and of giving feedback.
Positive Leadership by Joanna Brandy. Joanna, thank you for being here. Thanks for 13 great years. We'll look forward to next time already. Great job today. Joanna Brandy, I told you we'd get smarter when Joanna joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.